Silo 18. 27.
Are you sure you should be digging around in there? Lucas asked.
Hold the light still, Juliet said. I've got one more to go.
But shouldn't we talk about this?
I'm just looking, Luke, except that right now I can't see a damn thing.
Lucas adjusted the light, and Juliet crawled forward. It was the second time she'd explored beneath the floor grates at the bottom of the server room ladder. It was here that she'd traced the camera feeds over a month ago, soon after Lucas made her mayor. He had shown her how they could see anywhere within the silo, and Juliet had asked who else could see. Lucas had insisted no one, until she found the feeds disappearing through a sealed port where the outer edge of the silo wall should be. She remembered seeing other lines in that bundle. Now she wanted to make sure. She worked the last screw on the cover panel. It came off, exposing the dozens of wires she'd cut, each of them bursting with hundreds of tiny filaments like silver strands of hair. Running parallel to the bundles were thick cables that reminded her of the main feeds from the two generators and mechanical. There were also two copper pipes buried in there.
"Have you seen enough?"
Lucas asked. He crouched down behind her where the floor grating had been removed and aimed the light over her shoulder.
"In the other silo, this level still has power. All of 34 has full power with no generator running."
She tapped the thick cables with her driver. "The servers over there are still humming as well, and some of the survivors tapped into that power to run pumps and things up and down the silo. I think all that juice comes from here."
"Why?"
Lucas asked. He played the light across the bundle and seemed more interested now.
"Because they needed the power for the pumps and grow lights," Juliet said,
amazed she had to spell it out.
"No, why are they providing this power in the first place?"
"Maybe they don't trust us to keep things running on our own. Or maybe the servers require more juice than we can generate. I don't know."
She leaned to the side and peered back at Lucas.
"What I want to know is why they left it running after they tried to kill everyone. Why not shut it off with everything else?"
"Maybe they did. Maybe your friend hacked in here and turned it back on."
Juliet laughed.
"No, not Solo."
There was a voice down the hall. The crawl space grew dark as Lucas spun the flashlight around. There shouldn't have been anyone else down there.
"It's the radio," he said. "Let me see who it is."
"The flashlight?"
Juliet called out. But he was already gone. His boots rang and faded down the hallway. Juliet reached ahead of herself and felt for the copper pipes. They were the right size. Nelson had shown her where the argon tanks were kept. There was a pump and filter mechanism that was supposed to draw a fresh supply of argon from deep within the earth, similar to how the air handlers worked. But now Juliet knew to trust nothing. Pulling out the floor panels and the wall panels behind the tanks, she had discovered two lines feeding into the gas tanks separate from the supply system. A supply system she now suspected did absolutely nothing. Just like with the gaskets and heat tape, the second power feed, the visor of lies, everything had a false front. The truth lay buried beneath. Lucas stomped back toward her. He knelt down, and the light returned to the crawlspace.
"Jules, I need you to get out of there. Please hand me the flashlight," she told him. "I can't see shit."
This was going to be another argument, like when she'd cut the camera feeds. As if she would cut these pipes without knowing what was in them.
"I need you to get out here. Please."
And she heard it in his voice. Something was wrong. Juliet looked back and caught an eyeful of flashlight.
"One sec," she said.
She wiggled back toward him on her palms and the toes of her boots until she reached the open access panel. She left her multi-tool behind.
"What is it?"
She sat up and stretched her back, untied her hair, gathered the loose ends, and began tying it back.
"Who was that?"
"Your father," Lucas began.
"Something wrong with my father?"
He shook his head.
"No, that was him that called. One of the kids is gone."
"Missing?"
But she knew that wasn't what he meant.
"Lucas, what happened?"
She stood and dusted off her chest and knees, headed toward the radio.
"They were on their way up to the farms. There was a crowd heading down. One of the kids went over the rails."
"Fell?"
20 levels, Lucas said. Juliet couldn't believe this. She grabbed the radio and pressed a palm against the wall, suddenly dizzy.
"Who was it?"
"He didn't say."
Before she squeezed the mic, she saw that the set had been left on Channel 17 from the last time she'd called Jimmy. Her dad must have been using Walker's new portable.
"Dad? Do you read me?"
She waited, Lucas held out his canteen, but Juliet waved him away.
Jules, can I get back to you? Something else has just come up.
Her father sounded shaken. There was a lot of static in the line.
I need to know what's going on, she told him. Hold on. Elise.
Juliet covered her mouth.
We've lost Elise. Jimmy went looking for her. Maybe we had a problem coming up. There was a crowd heading down, an angry crowd. They knew who I had with me. And Marcus went over the rails. I'm sorry.
Juliet felt Lucas's hand on her shoulder. She wiped her eyes.
Is he... I haven't made my way down yet to check. Rickson got hurt in the scuffle. I'm tending to him. Hannah and Miles and the baby are fine. We're at supply right now. Look, I really need to go. We can't find Elise, and Jimmy took off after her. Someone said they saw her heading up. I don't want you to do anything, but I thought you'd want to know about the boy.
Her hand trembled as she squeezed the mic.
I'm coming down. You're at supply in 110?
There was a long pause. She knew he was debating whether or not to argue with her about heading that way. The radio popped as he gave up without a fight.
I'm at 110, yeah. I'm heading down to see about the boy. I'll leave Rickson and the others here. I told Jimmy to bring Elise back here once he finds her. Don't leave them there, Juliet said.
She didn't know whom they could trust, where they might be safe. Take them with you, Dad. Get them back to Mechanical. Get them home. Juliet wiped her forehead. The entire thing was a mistake. Bringing them over was a mistake.
Are you sure? Her father asked. The crowd we ran into, I think they were heading that way.